B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Let me get to our next guest, who is terrific. He covers baseball for The Athletic, and I thought it was really cool. He came up with this list, his all-time great lineup. And it was basically to win one game. It's important to know the criteria. And then, of course, Bryce Harper chimed in with his. Let's go to Mark Carrig from The Athletic on the Comcast Business Hotline Beyond Fans. Hey, Mark, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Good stuff, man. That was a fun little list that got the attention of some great players.
Well, we're all bored, right? We're all waiting for sports to begin. So I figured might as well throw it out there. And yeah, it's been kind of fun to see people respond to it.
Well, isn't it great to see Bryce Harper respond to your list and to your criteria? And I like it. I mean, I loved his team. So Bryce's was Ripken, Willie Mays, Mantle, Trout, Schmidt at third, Jimmy Fox at first, Chase Utley at second, Josh Gibson behind the plate, Cliff Lee, and a guy that we love dearly here, Charlie Manuel, is his manager. What'd you think of his?
Yeah. So what's fun about this is, like, there's, it's not like you can come up with a bad one. mean, that's a good club that he's put together there, and I like the nod to history and kind of knowing, Josh Gibson, you said a catcher. That's a good one. That's actually one of the, when I look back at what I did and saw some of the responses, there was a couple of guys that stuck out as like do-over types. And I think a catcher, I would have taken a closer look right there. Josh Gibson. That's a good call by Bryce.
You went with Berra at catcher. I love Pedro as a big game. I like him. Cliff Lee would be the only one I really disagree with Bryce, because we saw Cliff lose a big game here in 2011 against the Cardinals and cost the Phillies a World Series shot.
And it's that's a fair argument there. I think what was fun about the pitchers, and I heard this a lot on Twitter, and I didn't think about this as I was doing the list, right, and with some of the, especially the other position players too, but, let's say Babe Ruth, right, greatest player ever. Babe Ruth probably never saw a 95-mile-per-hour slider in his life.
So
people start asking, well, what about the pitchers, right? I mean, you can pick Walter Johnson, but is Walter Johnson facing a bunch of guys who have hit this much in their entire life and trained and, have figured out if you hit the ball in the air, it goes? Like, is he facing those guys? So it kind of creates a fun thought exercise, you know what I mean? And I don't think there's a right or wrong answer, obviously. But I think it's what's triggered some of the discussion here.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there is no right or wrong, but it is kind of fun when you kind of do it. If you had some other spots, let's go through your league, because you get to win one game, so your lineup is important to get, I think, speed and power at the top. You go with Ricky Henderson. Bryce went with Ripken up top. It would be key because you got Ricky, who's the all-time, he's got speed and he's got power. So you go with the all-time speed-power blend guy.
Yeah, well, that's also personal bias. I grew up in the East Bay. So, I mean,
I watched
the Oakland A's a lot as a kid. So it doesn't get better than Ricky Henderson for me. As a left fielder, of course, I had a lot of people say Barry Bonds. Hard to argue with that, but I chose bias, man.
It was funny because Bryce's, there was no steroid guys.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that? No steroids guys with Bryce. He goes, of the new guys, he goes Trout and Utley and Lee. No, so none of those guys are steroid guys. And then he's got, he's called the Schmitty and Ripken from that other generation. It's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Schmidt's another one. Like, if I had a do-over, I'd look at that real close, too.
So you went, who did you go? You went Chipper Jones? Is that right?
I had Chipper Jones there. Yeah.
It's an interesting. Listen, he was a great player, and so, but Schmitty, I think, gives you the blend of power. He was also a great defensive player.
Right. Especially with the audience that's listening right now, I will not argue with you.
Who is your manager? Did you pick a manager?
You know what? I didn't. I did not pick a manager. And I don't know. If I could pick a manager, I think there'd be so many guys there. I'd probably go Tony La Russa if it were me. And maybe that's bias again.
Yeah.
Because I grew up watching those teams. But, you know, also just having covered the sport now for a while. Man, there was just nothing that Tony wasn't prepared for ever. And I think the fact that he was so prepared and had all of his ducks in a row and had experience and had this gravity about him, I think he just had instant credibility with players. And I think you certainly saw it in St. Louis with those teams, even if they weren't better than the teams that they ultimately beat.
Yes. Right?
You could argue there were seasons where they weren't the best team on the field, but they were the most prepared. They were the most together.
Yeah.
And to me, that's a reflection of a major league manager, right? It's not, you know, I think when you get to the playoffs, all the teams have talent. Now it becomes, are you leveraging that talent? And it's not just the on-field decisions, but it's all the stuff going on behind the scenes. It's all the positions where there's more than one player that can play it, and they're splitting time, and somehow they're getting along enough to do it well. Well, that doesn't just happen out of the blue. A lot of times that's a manager making sure that it happens. And I think over Tony's career, starting from the White Sox all the way to the end with the Cardinals, and obviously the middle with a championship in Oakland, that happened over and over and over again. So if it's me,
that's a good point.
I'm going Tony La Russa.
That's a real good point. That's a real good point. I like it.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
You know,
I was off the top of my head, too.
I love
it. There could be others. There could be better. But that's fine.
The you know, it was funny. I'm just going back and forth with Charlie Manuel. I sent him Bryce's lineup. And he said, that's some lineup would make any manager look good. So he goes, I love the manager that lineup, which is pretty cool. We're talking to Mark Carrick from the Athletic, who started this little fun thing that's gone viral, and a lot of the MLB guys putting out their own lineup. You know what I loved the other day when Marcus Stroman was recruiting guys to play for the USA in the World Baseball Classic? I thought that was a lot of fun.
That is a lot of fun, right? I like the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah, I do too.
It's a cool change up. And I also like it even more now that so many countries have gotten so strong at baseball that it's a good challenge. You know, and hopefully one day it grows to the point where, you know, our players, right? Like players from the United States are like the absolute best of the best that are going out there because, man, can you just imagine, maybe this is the next Twitter thing, man, like if you could just pick any player, what the first team USA club would look like?
Yeah, right?
Like
be
the
awesome.
Absolute best of the best against in the World Baseball Classic, which, you know, really haven't had that for lots of different reasons, and we all know why, right? There's complications there, guys are trying to make money and whatever, and that's fine. But if it were a perfect world and you're like, all right, best nine for America, let's go. Now I'm curious to see what people would come up with. I haven't looked at it close, obviously, but maybe that's the next fun thought exercise here. What do you got on that?
I like that a lot. It's funny. Yeah. That's a good one. I'm a fan of the Latin players too, so I like the Latin players a lot. Mm-hmm. And you know, I remember I used to cover baseball back in the day for the New York Post, and I went out. One Gooden was pitching in Puerto Rico. And he was like during his comeback before he pitched for the Yankees, he was in Puerto Rico. So I went down there and I used to go down a lot. I did a lot of the Latin American baseball stuff and it was so much fun. 'Cause those guys are a blast. They're so much fun to watch. And that's why that World Baseball Classic is fun because it puts a little culture into the game. You know what I mean? You have our guys, you have USA guys. and you have the Puerto Ricans, you have the Cubans, you have all. So it's a lot of fun, I think. Hey, real quick, while we got you, since you cover baseball and you're from the Bay Area, what do you think of Gabe Kapler with the Giants? How do you think he'll do?
You know, that's a great question. Hard to answer. I think watching what he did in Philadelphia, there's certainly, I would think, some lessons learned on his part. I would think that
not he listen to come the
away
GM.
From that. I mean, whatever it may be, you know, I think even just dealing with people, right, dealing with the front-facing part of the job. Look, I think Major League Manager in 2020 is such a different job than Major League Manager even in 2000, okay? I just think there's so much media now, social media, so much attention, so it's easier to see what those guys are saying that it's almost as if they're the press secretary for their entire organization.
Yeah,
and you think about it, man. You covered ball. You know what I'm talking about. Twice a day, every day, from February until October, if you're in
it. Yes.
That you're talking to the media. Think about how many briefings that really is. How many opportunities
and you're doing it, and you're doing it twice a day. You got a BS session right around 3:30, 4 o'clock before the game, sitting around a cage or in the dugout, and then you know you got one after the game. So you know you're talking to the media twice a day.
Right, and think about all the people you're trying to satisfy in that time period, right? You got to say the things that isn't going to anger your owner or your GM.
Yeah.
You have to say the things that's going to project to your fan that you have your stuff together and that your club has its stuff together. You have to project to your players that you have their back.
Yeah.
But you also have to project that you're going to say it if it's not going so hot, okay? Otherwise, you're just up there saying nonsense and you get tuned out.
Yeah,
that's not an easy balance.
You're right. The best I ever experienced was Joe Torre. Between Torre and Charlie, they were my two guys. They were awesome at it.
Absolutely.
Hey,
no doubt.
Mark, what a pleasure, man. Thank you so much, man. What a great to talk to you, man. It was a lot of fun. We'll catch up to you soon.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right, be safe, buddy, during this time.
You too.
Thanks, pal. Here he is, Mark Carrick from The Athletic on the Comcast Business Hotline.